Well, while we're talking tech and security, have you noticed that a lot of smartphone apps, especially for mobile banking, now offer you the chance to use your fingerprint for access instead of a password? Well, how secure is that? Tori at Home Idso is the CEO of Next Biometrics. That's a Norwegian company that makes fingerprint sensors and other biometric devices. He joins us. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you very much.
So what are some of the ways that your customers use fingerprint recognition technology?
Oh, they use it in a lot of different contexts. We're in a lot of different devices, access control for homes, for companies, in small devices that's coming out now at an increased pace, in key fobs, in home controls, etc. A lot of different stuff.
That you can just use your fingerprint or your thumbprint to access all these things that otherwise you would have had to type in a code or a password or something like that.
Yes. It's very often, like in a smartphone or a tablet or a notebook, of course, the alternative is a password or a PIN code, which is not very secure and quite inconvenient. So, and this market has been kind of slow up until, obviously, Apple's launch in 2013, where they changed the dynamics of this market altogether. And right now, right, of course, you will find fingerprint sensors in almost all smartphones. No, but the interesting part, we believe, is the fact that fingerprint sensors will now start appearing in a lot of different devices and contexts. So think of it. Every day we authenticate ourselves tens of times, or even maybe hundreds of times in different contexts, not only entering our phones or notebooks or tablet, but our homes there's so many opportunities in this space, and there's a lot of projects going on now, expanding fingerprinting into something that we will see in tons of devices and applications.
But how secure is that if we're using our fingerprint? Obviously, if somebody gets your password, you can change your password. But if somebody gets your fingerprint, what are you going to do?
Well, the first part of it, how secure it is. That can be answered fairly easily. It's measured in something called false acceptance rate. And so that's typically set to 1 in 100,000, meaning that 1 in 100,000 can falsely get into your device. So that's obviously a very, very high level. Now, stealing our fingerprints from a thief or something, that is not straightforward. That is not easy. In Next Biometrics, our company, we don't claim that this is the ultimate solution to all kinds of problems. Crime will still exist, but we do raise the bar significantly. The PIN code, the problem with the PIN code and password is that it's so easily to spy out. It's so easily to find. It's easy to guess. The most common password in the world is password.
Right, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think, is high up on the list. But I still wonder, though, if I'm using my fingerprint to get into my banking applications on my phone, if I'm using my fingerprint to unlock my device, if somebody gets that, I'm in big trouble.
If someone is able to lift your fingerprint from maybe a glass that you have touched and create a fake finger, then they have stolen your print. Two things. First, it is very difficult to do that. It's much, much more difficult to do that than the examples you can see in YouTube where they create so-called fake fingers, because in that context, the victim is cooperating, putting the finger into a mold, and it takes like 3 minutes to do it. And so you would not be the typical victim is not willing to cooperate in a session to create a fake finger, right?
I hear you, but if it does happen, it's a much more serious problem than if somebody steals your password.
Yes, so if someone is able to steal your index fingerprint, which you have registered, and you find that out or you are concerned with this, then you have 9 backups.
There you go. So you can just use your other fingers. Okay. All right.
You just delete your original and enter it again.
How does fingerprint technology compare with retina scanning, which is also being used, another kind of biometrics that people can use their eyes to get into and access things?
Yeah. That is a very high-end solution. Retina scanning has very, very high level of security and a low level of convenience and user acceptance and a high cost. In Next Biometrics, our target markets are the so-called mass market one-to-one context. I mean, you need to be able to do the process in typically less than a second.
That's Tori Edholm Idso, who's the CEO of Next Biometrics. Tori, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.